Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, April 16th, about 2 hours prior to the equity market close with myself and Carl. How are you?
I am doing just swell today, Scott. Yourself?
Doing very well, especially seeing what we've seen here over the last couple of weeks in the markets. You know, volatility starting to get a bit subdued, at least to the downside. And so that's quite nice to see. We've got our updated 5-day stats from last podcast with an S&P up 3, Dow basically flat, and that's going to be that rotation that we talked about last week, that rotation. And Carl, maybe you can go into more detail on that, but the rotation into certainty. NASDAQ up 5.5, which also makes sense. Russell up 3, gold basically flat, and we have started to see somewhat of a pullback in crude oil prices, down about 7%. So really providing a little bit of relief across the board, which helps, you know, obviously is going to help the major indices. And so I think we're starting to see sort of the tail end. Now, anything can happen, right? Especially in an environment like this. But I think we're starting to see kind of the tail end of the gut reaction to conflict in the Middle East and starting to really focus in more on the growth aspect, and we're seeing that reflected in the numbers both last week and this week, in terms of major indices performance. So, Carl, you kind of touched on that last week. If you want to expand,
so if we look at what has been happening over this last week, what we essentially went from was fear to data driven. You went fear, okay, looks like oil prices are getting higher, everything's looking worse, inflation's going to be huge. And the inflation numbers did come out over this last week, and they were higher than they have been as expected since, as we've been discussing, oil touches everything. So once oil goes up, inflation goes up. There are some of the most hand-in-hand assets that go with each other, or information that goes with each other. And with that, now that we're being data-dependent again, people are realizing, okay, well, we can go more towards the flight of certainty, which are the mega caps, the big boys that everyone knows the name, the highly weighted inside of the S&P and the NASDAQ. And so, like Scott was saying, the NASDAQ over the last 5 days is up 5.5%. The S&P is up 3%. Well, the NASDAQ is more heavily weighted towards those mega cap tech stocks. And to bring it into even more focus, there is an ETF that follows the Magnificent Seven. It's called MAGS, M-A-G-S. Over the last 5 days, that's up 7%. That's even more than the NASDAQ. So that's telling you, that is clear, that is flight to certainty, which means we know exactly what we're getting out of these companies. We don't think oil is going to have as big of an effect as of this moment. Now, oil still could, and inflation still could later in the year, which is why when we look at the federal probabilities of rate cuts, it's still about one going into December, which is kind of how we're preparing the portfolios, moving that direction.
That's right. And that was really focused in on or highlighted earlier in the week by some of the, you know, top officials. And so I think everyone's starting to, your point, starting to focus in on or having a more narrow focus on the data itself versus the emotional reaction.
Emotional side of it.
Yeah. The emotional reaction to the conflict currently in the Middle East. So I think that's great. You know, markets do tend to perform better under data-driven scenarios, and I think that's what we're seeing. I found it interesting, Carl. This sort of falls in line with everything we talked about last week and just now. But we talked about the idea and the historical instance where the S&P was below what's called the 50-day moving average, and it was below there for 19 consecutive days, and that, you know, most recently happening in 2008, and how it produces a positive on average return over the course of basically 12 months, but into the end of the year of about 14.1%. That's the average over the last 9 times that it has happened. Well, back to the 50-day, but this time being above the 50-day as opposed to below, crossing the 50-day and the 200-day in the same day. It's the 9th time that that's happened in over 30 years. And 7 out of the 8 past occurrences, the S&P was higher both 6 months and 12 months later, right? So that kind of That kind of correlates with the stat that we talked about last week. And what's even more interesting is that at the same time, it is the energy sector that is outperforming overbought conditions, which the last time this all happened, it sounds kind of complicated, but the last time this all has kind of come together was 2011. And it's interesting when you look at what happened at the back half of 2011 and through and then the first half of 2012. It just lines up with exactly these statistics. So I find that to be really interesting, and I think it's an important note because, Carl, to your point, it is starting to look as though it's more data driven, and that's what we're going to focus our efforts on because that's what's really over the midterm period of time. That's what's going to drive the market itself.
You're completely right. And with that stat, it really goes in line with what we were saying last year and all the statistics that we pointed out, with 2026 still being a pretty good year. And 2025 went through very similarly this kind of exact scenario in almost the same time frame. It was about a month and a half, 2 months of the tariff conversation where the markets corrected down 18%. And then in an instant, recovered. And it recovered from the downside of the Iran in 4 days. Today and
Right.
yesterday, we're trading at all-time highs already. And you can see the volatility, especially when it comes to the geopolitical events that transpire, especially last year and this year. Sharp declines typically do result in sharp recoveries. And
That's
that's
right.
kind of how we have been working this portfolio a little bit to take advantage of some of the volatility that's been happening.
Yeah, and we've made a very concerted effort to generated a little bit of a cash position, and that was primarily due to the fact that we just for our regular rebalance, but it also allowed, to subdue some of that volatility, but also allows us to rebalance into some areas that we believe will be the beneficiaries of this particular type of environment. Obviously, it's always a moving target. We monitor all of the inflationary numbers very closely. We monitor the reaction of the Federal Reserve to those numbers very closely, and it allows us to continually be fluid with the holdings and what we're exposed to or not exposed to, for that matter. And so I'm really excited about how we're positioned, how we're going to be positioned over the next probably week, and really get into that summer period where we tend to, that's where we tend to move more into like dividend type categories because of the nature of the summer months tend to be stagnant to a degree. Like slightly sideways to higher. And so the big one is May, right? I think all eyes are on May when it comes to equity markets in particular, because you've got a lot happening in May. You've got potentially a new Fed chair. You've got just the seasonal tendency of May. So it'll be interesting to see how we see equities react in that environment. But all in all, I think we're going to see higher prices, if nothing else. I think if nothing else, it's going to be based on the statistics that we cover every week and possibly supported by economic data that could hopefully at least leave the window open for one rate cut. And that's ultimately what the market is looking for, is some sort of idea of future rate cuts. And I honestly think it doesn't really matter if it happens this year, like if we don't get one this year, although I do think we will. But even if we don't, the market's more concerned about certainty, right? If there's some certainty about future, even if it's 12 months from now, it will react in advance to that. So I think we're in a really good spot market-wise and portfolio-wise for sure, given, how we've been able to perform up to this point this year. And now we really have some flexibility to move things around and get ourselves situated for the next couple of months or the rest of this quarter at least. But with that, Carl, did you have anything else you wanted to go over?
I think we covered a lot. Some of the highlights being the flight to clarity, the inflation numbers were still high, but under what was anticipated, which is why we're back at all-time highs. If any listener out there thinks anyone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean radio app.
Perfect. Well, thank you for that. And with that, we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend. And we're going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.